Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. Lots to get through today, and lots of action items. Let's dig in. The organization Voter Choice for Massachusetts is gathering signatures for an online petition to get ranked choice voting on the ballot. They've collected 110,000 and are about 13,000 away from the goal. They expect to break the record for most signatures in Massachusetts history. If you live there or know someone who does, help them out. Remember that this weekend is the Big 619 weekend for BLM protests across the country. You can follow the link below to their website where you can find or create events, view the demands, or donate to the cause. Also, text the word DEFEND to 90975 to keep connected. That number is in the links. The Poor People's Campaign, our fellow UBI advocate organization, hosted a call yesterday in which movement artist and cultural organizer David Solnit gave tips on making window signs, sidewalk chalk messages, repurposing yard signs, and more. Link below. The Poor People's Campaign has also started a sweeping petition for police reform, with dozens of demands spanning the expansion of voting rights, accountability for police misconduct, demilitarization, an end to mass incarceration, investment in social services, and a commission to investigate racism in America. Link below. Meanwhile, in South Carolina, Jamie Harrison is making unprecedented progress in unseating Lindsey Graham, keeping pace with him in both fundraising and polling. If you're not aware, Graham was one of the Republicans who was cursing Trump as the devil, before abandoning his values and turning a complete 180, praising him once Trump came to power. Regardless of your political leanings, I think we can all agree that we don't need any two-faced lawmakers. More importantly, Graham is one of the most vocal opponents of UBI in the Senate. If you can help Harrison replace him, it would be effort well spent. Income Movement has a webpage with information on the UBI candidates that they endorse, as well as ways to support the movement. Check that out below. The Supreme Court rejected a handful of cases challenging qualified immunity following their rejection of many similar cases in May, indicating that they have no interest in revisiting the issue. Only one justice dissented from the decision, that being Clarence Thomas. With the Supreme Court avoiding it, the only hope for changing the law is left with Congress, which basically leaves it up to Republican senators, and that may be exactly what the justices had in mind. However, the Supreme Court also ruled Monday that federal law forbids job discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation or transgender status, a ruling surprising to many from an increasingly conservative court. By a vote of 6-3, the court said Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which makes it illegal for employers to discriminate because of a person's sex, among other factors, also covers sexual orientation and transgender status, as that is a form of sexual discrimination. As put by Gorsuch, quote, an employer who fired an individual for being homosexual or transgender fires that person for traits or actions that it would not have questioned in members of a different sex. Sex plays a necessary and undisguisable role in that decision, exactly what Title VII forbids, end quote. Gorsuch, Trump's first Supreme Court appointee, and Chief Justice Roberts joined the liberal members of the court in the decision. The most recent appointee, Brett Kavanaugh, opposed the ruling. Mayor Tubbs penned an article today regarding how the UBI experiment has affected recipients during the pandemic. He says, quote, data from February and March 2020 highlight how receiving unconditional cash has enabled people to follow stay-at-home advisories. One recipient, Tomas, has been receiving a guaranteed income of $500 per month since February 2019. He's used this unconditional cash on food, rent, and other bills. He's also leveraged the income floor to give back to his community by providing free car repair services to essential workers and donating supplies to his local fire station. Economic security is, in and of itself, a pandemic, compounded this year by COVID-19. But next year, it will be an earthquake, a flood, or another disastrous fire season. And again, it will be those already most marginalized who are most affected. We must weather this crisis and emerge from it better by implementing a guaranteed income. As my mother says, if we stay ready, we won't have to get ready. Economic insecurity isn't a partisan issue. It's not East Coast versus West Coast. It's not us versus them. The last economic disruption of this scale was met by a radical extension of the social safety net. This is our New Deal moment, and we must meet the demands of the time by updating our social contract and implementing a guaranteed income. End quotes. Apparently, no one told Tomas that he's supposed to stop working once he gets free money, much less provide his services free of charge. I think we could see a lot better quality of work in a world where people can afford to work for free on what they really care about. His point on emergencies is also well taken. When isn't there an emergency of some kind going on in this country? If you want to hear more about George Floyd, audio logs have been released showing that a dispatcher was very concerned about what was happening and tried to get a supervisor to intervene, but was obviously unsuccessful. Link below. Men's Warehouse could be the next big retail chain to file for bankruptcy, joining names like J.Crew, Neiman Marcus, and JCPenney. Hertz also announced that they expect their own stockholders to lose everything. Jon Stewart has emerged from the shadows to announce his new movie and give an interview with the New York Times. He has written and directed Irresistible, a political satire about a small Wisconsin town that becomes engulfed in a political spectacle when a Democratic strategist and his Republican counterpart become fixated on the larger symbolic value and bellwether potential of the local mayoral race. Stewart says it takes many shots at both sides of the aisle. He also had many insights into modern society in his interview, such as saying that the root of the policing problem is the society we've created that contains a schism, and we don't deal with it because we've outsourced our accountability to the police. The interview is far too long and holds far too many valuable points for me to review here, so I will just suggest that you read it yourself and recommend that it's worth your time. Scott was interviewed by Andrew Keen on his podcast, The Keen On, where they discussed UBI in general. Speaking of Scott, he and Blair Walsingham are scheduled for a Zoom call to which they will be inviting 7 guests, randomly selected from those who contribute $5 to Blair's campaign via the link below. Stacy Rutland, head of Income Movement, will be visiting the TechSoup podcast tomorrow, Wednesday, at 10:40 a.m. Not sure if it's Eastern or Pacific. Students at Drake University have invited Yang back to speak at their commencement party, and he has accepted. They even made a little rap video for him that you can find in the links below. In more amusing news, Yang is still calling out Ted Cruz on Twitter for backing out of the 1v1 basketball game that Cruz challenged him to during his campaign. Tickles me every time. Finally, just a reminder that weekly Humanity Hangs are still happening, where the community gets together on a Zoom call. Next one is tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern. Link below. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Sign the Massachusetts petition, if applicable. Check out the 619 events. Sign the police reform petition. Check out the Jon Stewart interview. Donate to Blair for a chance to meet her and Scott. Drop by the Humanity Hangs. Help advocate for clear, fundamental policy goals for the protests. If you're going out to protest, wear protection, especially on your eyes, head, and throat. If you get arrested while protesting, remember not to say anything without a lawyer. Whatever you choose to do, be wise, be safe, and act with measured purpose toward real solutions. And don't forget to Yang Daily.